You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Wednesday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is the somewhat mysterious, surprising settlement between Apple and Qualcomm. So Qualcomm makes wireless chips used in iPhones. Two companies have been fighting, they've been suing each other, they've been counter-suing each other. They've been saying nasty things about each other. Apple said they would withhold royalty payments. At the heart of this is the way Qualcomm licenses and sells its chips to phone manufacturers. They both sell the chips, and then they ask for a fee, a percentage of every phone sold for the rights to use their technology. So Apple calls it double dipping. Apple doesn't like it. Not that Apple has the high ground on extortive pricing, but we can leave that aside. Anyway, the crazy thing that happened today is the trial is ongoing. People didn't really expect there to be a settlement, and then presto, settlement. They're not going to sue each other. They're going to drop all litigation claims. There's a 6-year agreement between the two companies. What happened? Well, another thing that happened today is that Intel said it was not going to make 5G chips for new mobile phones. So there are two possibilities, and people have speculated on both sides. One is that Intel dropping out meant that Apple knew it was over the barrel, it would have to use Qualcomm chips. Apple knowing it had to use Qualcomm chips meant that it had to negotiate a settlement. The other is that Intel knew that Qualcomm and Apple were about to settle. And Intel said, well, if they're going to settle, we better get out of this complicated market. In case, there's going to be a lot more to learn about it. But it seems highly, highly likely that Apple will have Qualcomm chips in them in future devices, which is probably why Qualcomm stock is up something like 20% today. Anyway, it's the most interesting thing in tech. And as usual, part of the reason I like it is because it's still a little mysterious too. All right, see you tomorrow.